It's a new, more vicious strain of the infamous fungus that threatens America's potato crop. Scientists say it arrived about 5 years ago in tomatoes imported from Mexico. Airborne fungus spores travel by wind, allowing the disease to spread quickly. Scientists say this strain of fungus is especially fierce and hard to stop because it's resistant to most fungicides. William Fry is a plant pathologist at Cornell University. He says the fungus can wipe out a whole field of potatoes in just a few days.
A field of potatoes that might look healthy on a Friday looks very severely diseased on a Monday or Tuesday, and within a week or so, the entire field can be completely destroyed.
Fry adds that fungicides are only effective when applied before the fungus strikes. The only other defense may be to find a disease-resistant variety of potatoes. Fry says scientists are now working to breed or genetically engineer such a potato, but says that could take more than a decade. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Steve Frankel in Chicago.